I was looking to pursue a career in broadcasting, and of course, this is the place that had the radio station, WBNY.
This is, by the way, folks, 91.3 FM WBNY. You are listening to the jazz, rock, prog, hip hop, bluegrass, reggae, classical experience.
When I was a college freshman, I had a psychotic episode. I ended up being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So when I came here to the radio station, I was still dealing with some of those issues. I'd already gone to school at UB and General Motors Institute, so I came here as a transfer student in the spring of 84. Before I went to college, I had no issues whatsoever. I would, you know, like many students, the drinking age was 18, so, I mean, we would drink, you know, but aside from that, I had no issues. So my circumstances happened, I believe, as a result of being away from home, using illicit substances, drinking, and also the stress of school. It kind of came together in that perfect storm that really kind of, I hate to use the term, but put me over the edge.
Is there fire in the sky? Is there a moon up there? Is anything alive now? This darkness is what I hear.
I would use music as a therapeutic tool, and even now. So when I'm stressed out or when I really need to unwind, you know, I'll listen to music. So for me, back then, it was the kind of thing where, I mean, mind you, I was dealing with some types of, even at times, psychoses, which is kind of scary to think about, but it still helped me to manage and get through those times. There was some inspirational music, the band Rush. Another band actually called Think Man, which is a very unknown group led by Rupert Hine, who actually was a producer for Rush for a couple of their albums, had a song called Legend. And, you know, I think one of the lyrics was, do you want to be a legend? Legend, do you want to be someone, you know, who frees your mind? These songs helped inspire me when I really needed it. Sometimes I even get shivers or you know, feeling, you know, like, you know, up my spine when a certain song comes on. It feels almost electrifying, you know, with certain music when I'm really in that moment. When I recently heard that Neil Peart had died from Rush, I remember driving home that day in shock, and one of my favorite songs came on, and I literally have felt a shiver up my spine.
Another chance to score.
So for me, music is in so many ways, it's spiritual, it's motivational.
Spirit breaking free. The greatest that can be, one little victory.
Well, I'll be the first to say that WBNY is the reason why I graduated from college. I was a broadcasting major, and despite the fact that I was actually even going in and out of mental hospitals, I was at ECMC, Buffalo General at the time, the radio station was a place I knew I could come back to and help me to stay in college. I took, I think, some incomplete courses, and it took me a few years. So music has always been there for me. And I think about the songs in my life that have really, you know, been there, made a difference, that I truly feel have served to keep me sustained.